From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. Today, why the jazz chair at one of the country's top music schools wants you to take those rehearsal scenes in Whiplash as fiction. First, though, a man from Dallas whose online activities linked to hackers landed him under federal indictment will be sentenced today. Barrett Brown was a writer often quoted on the workings of Anonymous. It's a worldwide hacking collective that has staged cyber attacks on governments and businesses. Brown came under federal investigation for posting a link to data stolen from an Austin-based defense contractor, Stratfor. FBI agents arrested Brown 2 years ago, shortly after he posted YouTube videos threatening an agent by name. He pleaded guilty in April to a greatly reduced set of charges. Now, a new vision of a familiar icon. Dallas playwright Jonathan Norton was tasked with adapting the story of Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from Birmingham jail for the stage. The Dallas Institute of Humanities and Culture commissioned the play, its first ever. In early public readings of the 67th book of the Bible, audience members asked why King himself never appeared on stage. Norton said in a panel discussion after the play's debut at Dallas City Performance Hall this week that director Derek Sanders helped him trust his instinct. King didn't have to be literally represented in the cast when the scraps of the letter he wrote from jail became a central character.
In rehearsal, Derek brought up this really interesting point, and it was kind of an aha moment for me because he said we were like doing some staging stuff, and he pointed to the desk and he pointed to scraps. And he said, that's King. King is actually, in fact, on stage. And I feel like throughout the play, the objective, or my objective, was that even though King is not physically present in the play, his spirit is in the play, like throughout the play, from the moment the lights come up to the moment the lights go down. You feel it, hopefully, that strong.
You can hear Norton talk about collaboration and process tonight at the Dallas Museum of Art for State of the Arts at 7 p.m. Find out more about the panel and hear excerpts of the 67th book of the Bible at artandseek.net. Over the next several weeks, our big screen team will look at Oscar-nominated films with local experts on the topics they explore. To begin the series, John Murphy, chair of UNT's Jazz Studies Division, stops by to talk about Whiplash.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Bogner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're joined by John Murphy. John, thanks for being here.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Whiplash is the story of an aspiring jazz drummer played by Miles Teller studying at a music conservatory under a ruthless band director who's played by J.K. Simmons. The movie was nominated for Best Picture, and Simmons is a favorite in the supporting actor field. Before we talk about the specifics, let's listen to the first encounter between teacher and student.
You know who I am?
Yes, sir.
So you know I'm looking for players?
Yes, sir.
Then why did you stop playing? Did I ask you to start playing again?
I asked why
you stopped playing, and your version of an answer was to turn into a wind-up monkey.
So that's pretty mild compared with what happens later. Are there really teachers out there like that?
I suppose there may be, but I've never met one.
Not in your department, you're saying?
Definitely not.
So I know, John, you are not a big fan of Whiplash. You said it's not just a matter of, as a jazz educator, but as a human being, that you are not a fan of this movie. Could you elaborate a little bit?
This movie doesn't need an Oscar. It needs a trigger warning to let people know how anxious they'll become when they watch an entire movie based on the cruelty of an educator towards a student who's trying to improve, deliberate cruelty.
Well, the teacher's philosophy, obviously, is to push and push and push harder. But I wonder, as an educator, how do you know how far a student needs to be pushed to reach their potential and how much is too far?
If the student is bleeding, you've gone too far.
As the student does in this film.
Right.
No, but really, I mean, there has to be a little bit of sometimes you have to show a student what they're capable of doing that maybe they don't even understand themselves.
There's a line in the film where Fletcher says, the two worst things you can say to a music student are good job, empty praise that doesn't give an idea of something to work on. I would go along with the fact that good job doesn't give a student feedback they can use to get even better. But I don't believe that those are dangerous words or words that should never be spoken in an educational setting. There's a time to say, you made it this far towards meeting a professional standard. Good job. Let's talk about what remains to be done.
I believe you also have some jazz issues with the film as far as how the actual collaboration and the performances are portrayed.
It's a really serious distortion of what happens in a large jazz ensemble. There's a lot of focus on this dyad of director and drummer, but this group is a jazz big band, a large ensemble, which is supposed to be a setting for collaboration, improvisation, solo improvisation, as well as executing whatever the composed part of it is. And a viewer can come away with the impression that the large jazz ensemble is a kind of precision drill team. It's just a crazy amount of insistence on perfection that really has no place in what we do in rehearsing a jazz ensemble.
John, thanks for talking today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
That was our big screen team, Stephen Becker and Chris Wagner. Whiplash is playing at the Inwood Theater. You're listening to John Wasson's arrangement of Caravan featured in the film. We've got rain throughout the day, also windy with temperatures in the 40s, 60% chance of rain tonight, rain and snow likely after 1 a.m., little or no accumulation expected though. It's 41 degrees now in Dallas, 43 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.